Hello everybody, on the 1st of May, as the weather turns chilly. This day is known in many parts of the world as May Day, which originally was a spring festival, hardly spring here, as we turn cool. But it's also linked to International Workers' Day, the 1st of May. And from a faith perspective, it's also the Feast of St. Joseph, the Worker. So International Workers' Day goes back to 1886 to an incident in Chicago known as the Haymarket Affair. And on that day in May back in 1886, workers were assembled in a peaceful rally to strike for an 8-hour working day, and someone threw a bomb at the police into the crowd as they were acting to disperse the meeting. And the bomb blast and gunfire that resulted led to the deaths of a number of police and civilians, and dozens of others were wounded. And that was the origins then of what became a day to acknowledge the needs of the conditions of workers. And it spread through many parts of the world since then, and now the 1st of May is International Workers' Day. It was much later in 1955 that Pius XII, Pope Pius XII, then also made that same day, International Workers' Day, the day of St. Joseph the Worker. And isn't that a good example of how in our faith story and our church story, right through history, it's been very common for the community of faith to find in society's values opportunities to bring the connection to faith. And this is a really good example how the same day that's International Workers' Day was then proclaimed by a pope as the feast day of St. Joseph the Worker, as the patron saint of workers. So today we celebrate St. Joseph, ask for certainly the intercession of his prayers at this very unusual time and very relevant time to ask for such intercession in the midst of the world's pandemic, through which so many people, including people in our own country, have lost work, have lost jobs. And so the dignity of work is something that's very, very relevant, isn't it, in 2020, in this unexpected time of the coronavirus pandemic. I guess if you go back 100 years, there's no way that there would have been such emphasis being given by governments here and all around the world to even put countries into massive debt in order to try to preserve the dignity of people's work, in order to support people's work, in order to subsidise people's work. Various things happening here in our own country, initiatives from our governments that that probably wouldn't have been thought of many years ago, that certainly add to that sense of the dignity of work and the dignity of people having work. And of course, from an economic perspective, the importance of that for the country. So, St. Joseph the Worker, pray for us today, and let's ask for his intercession in our world and in its needs at this time.